When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 3, The Puncher.
Hot.
Right. Changing it up this morning. I find I've been drinking a little too much on these recordings, so I have switched to coffee. It's a long way to go to healthy, but it's a start. When we left off on Noah, he was standing outside the Archivist's warehouse? I mean, what do you call a space that size? I'm envisioning endless rows of wooden crates and tarped mysteries, like a Costco big enough to sell Costco's. Well, anyways, he's there. Alan said he knew a guy that would know more, so of course it's the librarian of lore, the Archivist. The thing I remember about him is that he doesn't tend to give you any more information than what was asked for. At least he didn't with Sarah. So I'm hoping no one knows exactly how to word his questions, because that's all he's going to get answered.
You're late.
Wait, what?
You are beyond your expected arrival time.
No, I understand what late means. What I mean is... What? As in, what the hell? How do you know who I am? Why were you expecting me? What?
What a bastardized use of language.
Doesn't change the question. Hello? You still there? I didn't mean to offend you. Just a lot to take in, you know? Everyone seems to know more about me and what's going on than I do, and after a while... You get sick and tired of always being the last one to arrive, if you get my meaning. So that's it? Shit. Someone's coming. Hey, guy. Let's talk about this in person. There's no need to just shut me out like this. I'm sure this is all just some misunderstanding that I'd love to iron out as soon as possible. Why not right now? No time like the present. Carp that DM. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks. I did... Holy shit.
Language.
You tell me what to call it then. What is this place? It's like a storage... But then... You're the Archivist.
Again late. We got there eventually.
You helped Sarah.
Who?
A girl. Australian. Was a captive?
Oh, yes.
Well then, what the... You know who I am. And you're like... Good. But... What the hell took so long to open the door?
I needed to get here. I was within the stacks.
You were talking to me through the speaker.
Yes. From this handheld radio.
But I didn't buzz or anything. You knew I was there.
I'm psychic.
Really?
No. But I set the sensors to alert me when you arrived. I got the message when you stumbled up to the door.
If you couldn't see me, how did you know I stumbled?
It was an assumption.
Even so, you know who I am. You're expecting me. You have a radio connected to your front door and fancy sensors that can apparently discern me from other people. Unless you're late is your standard greeting? No? Well, then why not just open the door? You had to be able to do that remotely.
Of course I can. The facility is wildly...
Then why didn't you?
Well, I wanted to welcome you properly.
And that's what this was?
I said welcome.
Well, thank you. It's just that people were coming and... You know what? No. Just thank you. I appreciate you opening the door. What the hell?
Someone's at the main door. Go into my office.
I don't...
You have been heard. Now wait. Go to my office, shut the door, and hold your tongue.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, cool. They all...
No. You don't buzz like that and get to talk. What do you have? No words. Show me. And it's just the one pallet? Fine. Bring it in and leave it on the right. Your other right. Thank you.
Sorry.
So am I. See that you don't come back.
But...
Ever again. This archive houses some of the most important relics in humanity's history, and you buzzed like a toddler. Do you know what the oils on your hands can do to a 350-year-old ghost ship that's been out of the water for half a century? Of course you don't. You're a child. You are no longer welcome in this space. Not even after you grow up. Now leave. Sorry about that. I just don't understand why they all find call button etiquette so difficult to comprehend. One firm press of the button, hold for 3/4 of a second. It's certainly not. You're making a face. Are you going to be sick?
You said ghost ship.
Yes, perhaps a little dramatic.
Like the Flying Dutchman?
The who?
The ghost ship. The Flying Dutchman.
Now who's being dramatic?
You just said ghost ship.
In reputation, mostly.
But you said...
I know what I said. It was a flourish of the dramatic to ensure that the young soldier would tell others of my particularities.
So it's not the Flying Dutchman?
No, it's the ship. The Flying Dutchman was the man. Said to be...
Hendrik Vanderdecken.
Exactly. What else do you know?
Well... He was sailing around the Cape of Good Hope when he hit terrible weather, made a deal with the devil to make it through, and was doomed to spend eternity as a harbinger of death. Sailing the tattered remains of his ship, the Flying Dutchman. Am I close?
Parts. Cape of Good Hope and the terrible weather. The ship was actually called the Concordia and was captained by Joris Viss.
And the deal with the devil?
A deal was made.
Okay. So?
You've been on the move for ages. You must need to use the facilities to wash up.
Yeah. A real toilet would be a welcome change.
And to wash up?
Yeah. Guess I stink.
There is a musk. There's also a change of clothes.
Okay. Thanks.
And Noah?
Yeah?
You might want to stop recording before you...
I forgot.
I don't know how comfortable I am with the recording. Why do you have to?
I don't have to. I just didn't want to forget anything.
Now that is something I'd like to ask you about.
The recording?
The forgetting. What does it feel like to search your mind for something you cannot find?
I really don't know how to answer that. I've never really thought. I guess it kind of feels like being lost in a neighborhood you recognize.
Lost in a neighborhood you recognize. I like that. All right, ask away.
Okay. Yeah, where to start?
You came with a question in mind.
Yeah, but now that I've seen this place, now I have a million questions. How did some of this stuff get in here? How big is this space? What's in the crates?
There are better ways to satiate your thirst than drinking directly from the hydrant. Why did you come?
The runes.
Ah, yes, the runes. They seemed like a good idea when conceived, but time makes fools of us all.
What do they say?
Everything, or at least a lot of it. It's a map, a historic retelling, a plan for the future. When they were carved, the idea was people would have access to this information, undiluted by generational interpretation.
But why runes? How accessible are they?
What would you have chosen? English?
Probably.
What about the 1.3 billion Mandarin speakers? Or the Spanish speakers? Or those whose native tongue is Hindi? What about them?
Yeah, but there's no universal language. I chose English because it's the most likely that someone will be able to read it.
Exactly. So did they. At the time, the Danes looked like the natural conquerors of North America.
There are miles and miles of carvings. A huge undertaking to roll the dice on Vikings taking over a continent.
Depends on your timeline. The Great Pyramid at Giza took 20 years to build. The Great Wall took over 2,000.
Wait, I'm just clocking this now. The Danes? The Vikings arrived like 1,000 years ago. Are you saying the carvings are that old?
No.
Oh, thank God.
They're much older.
Well, how's that even possible if they hadn't arrived yet?
They didn't carve them.
Then who did?
The pedagogues. Just before the mass exodus.
The mass exodus to where?
Home.
If my gut is right, the Fear Beans and the pedagogues are the same. That Sanhue lady with the cult that wants to destroy the collective, she said the Fear Beans guided them. And these pedagogues left a literal guide carved into the walls deep within the labyrinth beneath the Denver airport. You know, where you would leave important information. It's just, they're too similar not to be the same group. Which, of course, causes me to wonder, if they're known by two names, could the collective also be known by other names too? Maybe something that I've heard of, like a charity or a humanitarian group. What if the collective pretend to be the good guys up here? What's worse, what if they don't even have to pretend? I mean, they probably see themselves as the heroes in this story, as all villains tend to. And this is why conspiracy theorists end up as shut-ins or worse. I mean, how can you trust anyone or anything?
Home? Like Africa or Asia? Home? Or like...
Stay on task.
I have so many questions.
But limited time.
I can be patient.
You came up through the utility tunnels?
For most of the journey, yeah.
Smart. But not flawless.
I was told there were no cameras in the tunnels.
There aren't. But many of the entrances are monitored.
Is...
Yes. This entrance is monitored.
How?
By now, you have 10 minutes. 15 tops.
Are...
Yes, I'm sure.
Then why did you let me shower?
You stunk. That very musk is what gave you away.
There is no way they could smell me.
I saw his nostrils flare.
And from that, you can tell he could smell me?
Yes.
And he wouldn't have thought the smell could come from something else?
I'm fastidious. And this is a sterile environment. Smells are a cause of concern when it comes to preservation.
So they smell something and assume it's the renegade lab rat. That is a stretch.
No, but a smell is enough for a curious mind to make a comment. A throwaway comment that leads to curiosity and the eventual review of the security footage in this corridor. And from there, it's two quick phone calls up the ladder that result in the kill squad being dispatched for your capture or execution. Do you really want to keep questioning my logic, or shall we press on?
What can the ruins tell me about the collective?
Nothing at all.
But if these ruins were truly a guide or whatever, why have booby-trapped corridors? Is this some quest for the Holy Grail shit where only the tested can access the information?
Swearing makes you seem dumb. But you're otherwise correct. The trap stacks are a more privileged set of ruins.
What makes it more special than the rest?
It's a map to the pedagogue home.
Well, fuck. Sorry. Well, fudge. I messed up. I went in there and set off the traps. Those ruins are buried and locked off now. It'd take me a month to clear it.
Imagine having the foresight to carve miles of ruins, protecting some with clever traps, but not think about what happens after the traps are set off.
You're being facetious?
Trying to be, yes. Working?
So what happens after the traps are set off?
Two things. One, after 12 hours, the sand will drain. Two, after 7 days, the stone doors will open.
7 days? Why so long after the sand?
On the off chance someone survived the sand. 7 days without food and water would ensure the desired result.
Dark.
Yes. Also in the dark.
If the pedagogues were the good guys, why were they so protective of the map? Why even make the map?
You had teachers, yes? Did you like them all?
Of course not.
What you might have done if you had their addresses. Not every student appreciates the lessons.
So they killed them?
There are few instances where pedagogues employed such deadly methods. But the protection of one's home, is one of them.
But what?
They're early.
You said we had longer.
Like I said, you had a Musk.
Well, what do we do?
We?
Yes, we. I don't think they'll like you harboring a fugitive.
On this, we agree. Where are your old clothes?
In the garbage, in the bathroom.
Turn on the oven. Did you use the soap?
What?
When you bathed, did you use the soap?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd...
I don't. It's antimicrobial. It should have killed your Musk.
Why are you cooking my clothes?
You need to stop asking questions and take some deep breaths.
Deep breaths? How can I calm down at a time like this?
Because it's life or death. We need you to not sweat. Deep breaths and stop asking questions.
Whoa. Secret door.
It's a safe room.
Why do you have a safe room?
Because I don't trust anyone. Now inside.
Why do I feel like I willingly just entered my own cage?
I've already told you that you won't find him in there.
You told us plenty, Archivist. I just don't believe you. Search the space.
It isn't a space. It's my home. And I don't lie.
I know all about you. Converted your office into a little home so you wouldn't have to leave. Bit of an unhealthy relationship with the job.
There's the job, and then there's the purpose. I hate the job. Tolerating you knuckle-dragging toy soldiers. Fortunately, it has nothing to do with my purpose.
And what is your purpose?
Sir, something in the oven. Clothing.
Shit.
Get it out.
This proves what exactly?
That he was here.
I never denied that.
So he was here?
Yes.
Why?
Because of ongoing classified experiments.
No,
on...
not that. Why did he come to you?
Answers. Wanted to understand the carvings in the walls on the biodome cavern.
Son of a bitch.
Why would he care about some cave art in the wild sector?
Because if I awoke a captive, I'd want to know why.
Always so smug. But I'd lose the shit-eating grin. We have his clothing, which means we have his scent. He won't make it back.
Oh. Are you going to chase him down into the biodome cavern with the hounds?
No. Something way fucking cooler. Bring in the puncher.
So I was right about the whole robot spider thing. And they even gave it a name. The Puncher. Not the most creative name. And I get what you're wondering. Is Noah still going to be safe in the Archivist's safe room? Short answer is, I hope so. The Archivist seems pretty on top of things, so I imagine whatever his plan is has legs. Plus, safe rooms typically have their own separate ventilation system, so in theory, his scent shouldn't even escape. But we are going to have to leave Noah there for the time being, because I have as fresh a message as we've ever received. Not positive where this fits in the whole timeline, but I just wanted to share this as soon as I could.
But even on the boats, we'd surface and cycle out after a couple of months. 6 months straight is gonna be brutal.
But the money they pay? They can make it a year and I'd still sign on. I'm just glad they picked me.
After the hoops we jump through, they're lucky to have us.
Still, didn't you worry?
So I guess we just follow the yellow line.
Looks like it.
Where does it lead?
I have the same information as you.
Oh. You just look like you know where you're going.
I know how to follow a yellow line. Same as everyone around you.
Where did all the other people go to?
What did I just say? How should I know? The other lines turned left when ours went right. The Japanese followed that blue line and the Russians followed the green.
Ukrainians.
What?
They were Ukrainian, not Russian.
You speak Ukrainian?
No.
Then shut the fuck up. Some people can't mind their own business. What was I saying? Yeah, they all went left.
It was Ukrainian, and you don't want to be a jerk right now.
And now you? It's a conversational free-for-all. Anyone else want to chime in?
How long have you been in the private sector?
What does that have to do with anything?
Last 9 years, I've been doing private security for the 1%. Huge multinationals with equal parts human resources and lawyers. So I can smell a corporate onboarding coming a mile away.
Anyone understand what Mr. All America is saying?
We're gonna file into a room and watch a short video about their mission statement. Then we're gonna play horrible get-to-know-you games. Hi, I'm Dale. I like to bike and bake, and a fun fact about me is I still haven't seen the Titanic. Problem is that when you go, everyone's gonna stop listening after you say your name because they already know what they need to know. You're the jerk from the hallway.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Dale, the biking baker. Were you not listening?
Asshole.
Thanks for jumping in there. She was being like, that's just the locker room.
It was no problem.
I meant her, but thank you, too, I guess.
It's not that funny.
It's a little funny.
You corrected her and I did a whole speech, and somehow you're the hero?
It's funny how that works out sometimes.
I'm Dale.
I know. I was there for the speech. I stopped listening after you said your name, though. You're the self-righteous soldier from the hallway, right?
Technically, I'm the self-righteous botanist, but soldier sounded tougher. You're right, though. I might have come on a little strong. And who do I have the honor of being humbled by?
Honor. Gross. I'll tell you my name, but please cut the Lancelot shtick.
Deal.
Sarah. My name's Sarah.
She's back. I know I didn't necessarily show it, but I was worried about her. That was a little too long of radio silence. I mean, where is she? How long has it been? How is she? I know I said I was going to try to do things a little differently this batch of messages, but in my defense, this deserves a drink. Is Sarah still kicking? She was never a fan of recording, so I wasn't sure she'd even do it after she and Noah separated. But for now, it sounds like she's in a crowd of people making their way through the facility. See, they don't sound scared. They're chatting and stuff. So my guess is that they all chose to be there. If I had to guess, I'd say it sounds like Sarah's infiltrated a group of employees. Smart. In the meantime, reach out to me at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or join the conversation on Reddit at @rescapingdenver. Thank you to Curious Cast for your endless support, and join us next week for another episode of Escaping Denver.